This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Israeli troops and police using armored bulldozers smashed into two Jewish settlements in the northern part of the West Bank today to evict more than 1,000 hardline settlers. Resistance in one of those settlements, Sanur, was overcome a short while ago and all the settlers have left. Israeli security forces are now in the final stages of clearing the neighboring settlement of Homesh. NPR's Mike Schuster is there. And Mike, describe for us the scene before you.
Well, I'm standing right on the hilltop in the settlement of Homesh, and I'm standing outside the last building, the last house to be evacuated of holdouts and settlers, mostly younger resistors. And they're all girls. Most of them are teenagers. And one by one, the Israeli troops and police are carrying them out, four to a person. Just a moment ago, they carried out two young girls, and two young girls came out on foot, crying and hugging each other. There's a bus here. You can hear a motor in the background, and that's the bus that's going to carry these young women out of the settlement. It looks like this is the last building that needs to be cleared. The job's nearly done.
Well, some Israeli officials had feared that the level of resistance in the settlements in the West Bank would be even stronger than those in the Gaza Strip, and it doesn't seem to have worked out that way. But why were they expecting that?
Well, there were a lot of reports. In fact, the Israeli government and military were putting out reports over the last couple of days that, especially here in Homesh, the settlers and resistors had stockpiled some weapons and that there was a fear that they might use some weapons. There was fairly serious resistance here early on in the day when the police and the troops first arrived. There were a lot of fires lit. A number of cars were set on fire. Barricades were lit in the street. I came in the afternoon, and you can see the evidence of burning all over the place. The settlement is a real mess. But what happened after that is that the resistors then went back into houses, homes. They went into a yeshiva, a Jewish seminary, and next door into a synagogue. And that's where they barricaded themselves. And the police and the troops were very patient, took a long time, continued to talk to all of these young people, and broke into all of the buildings and eventually carried everybody one by one out. It's taken all day.
Well, were these settlers, though, even considered even more hard line, if you will, than some of those on the Gaza Strip? Was that part of the reason for concern?
Yes, that was part of the reason for concern. After all, these settlements in the West Bank, it's the northernmost part of the West Bank, and they are very isolated settlements, but they're even more symbolic than the Jewish settlements in Gaza. This is the West Bank. This is what the Jews who settled here called Judea and Samaria. They believe that this is part of the biblical Israel, and they don't want to give up an inch of it. And so a number of ultra-nationalist, hardline young kids came in here over the last few weeks because they wanted to defend this place. I think because Gaza fell so easily and smoothly, I don't think that the kids here had the heart to really use excessive violence, though. And that's why I think it's gone smoothly.
So, as you say, it has gone smoothly. The evacuation of all of Gaza and then this small part of the West Bank has been pretty well completed ahead of schedule. What's next?
Well, they'll clean up here. What happens to this settlement and the three other West Bank settlements will be different than Gaza. The Gaza settlements, all the homes will be bulldozed and demolished. That's going to take another month, and eventually it'll get handed over to the Palestinians after that. The Israeli troops will also withdraw by that time from the Gaza Strip, and there will be no Israeli troops there. There will continue to be Israeli troops in this part of the West Bank, and as I understand it, these settlements will not be turned over to the Palestinians, although not yet. But there'll still be a military presence, an Israeli military presence, in this part of the West Bank.
NPR's Mike Schuster reporting from the West Bank settlement of Homesh, where Israeli troops are now evicting Jewish settlers.